small firm entrepreneur architects. Get ready to build a better business with the Entree Architect podcast, where business meets architecture. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, the host of Entree Architect podcast. Join me every week for inspiring interviews with passionate people that share proven strategies to help you build a better business.
If you think there is a problem, one, you can't make a move until you have a plan in place. The accountability chart really helps plan, okay, for the business 6 to 12 months out, this is what we need.
We cover it all, from financial management to marketing, sales, productivity, and beyond.
There's two sides of it, right? So there's the one when you don't have any work. So you're like, well, I'm either going to charge enough to be profitable or I'm going to go out of business. Or you have so much work and you have backlog and you don't need any more work. So you charge way more.
I'd also say lagging measures, one of the best, like the best. So for any client, for any professional service company, if you're going to take one thing away from what we're talking about today, is to look at a number called the labor efficiency ratio.
Entree Architect is not just a podcast. It's your secret weapon for success. With over 500 episodes, it's one of the longest running architecture podcasts in the world. You're sure to find the information you need to elevate your business. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe now and join the community of small firm entrepreneur architects building better businesses.
Welcome to our introduction episode of She Builds Podcast, where we will share stories about women in the design and construction field, one lady at a time. On each episode, you'll hear from three Syracuse Architecture School graduates. I'm Nergiri Rivas, born and raised in Puerto Rico and now living in Houston, Texas. Fun fact, I love chocolate and long walks on the beach.
I'm Jessica Rogers, a Miami native now living in Washington, D.C. I love music and eating good food.
And I'm Elizabeth Rahr. Everyone calls me Lizzie. I'm a proud Michigander and a licensed architect in San Francisco. I love salsa dancing and crossword puzzles.
So ladies, I could probably count on one hand the number of historical women we learned about in architecture school. And if we did hear about them, they were always accompanied by a man. We learned about Denise Scott Brown, but she was tied to Robert Venturi. Eileen Gray, she was tethered to Le Corbusier, but we know that there has to be numerous unheard figures out there, not only in architecture, but in other design professions, right?
Definitely. I mean, when I started thinking about this and wanting to learn more about women architects, engineers, contractors, and history, I decided I wanted to share that knowledge through a podcast. I shared the idea with a friend, and he told me that it seemed like a very narrow subject. He didn't think there were enough women in the construction industry throughout history to develop a show around, and that it sounded like a limited series. His comments made me want to do it even more, not only for fun, but to show there are countless women in our profession that need their stories shared and to attract interest in learning more about them. I didn't want to do this alone, so I shared the dream with Jessica and Lizzie, and here we are.
Yeah. So, full disclosure, we are not historians nor experts on the subject by any means. We are designers who want to learn about the many different women architects, landscape architects, engineers, and contractors out there, and then share that knowledge with each other.
So each episode, we will focus on one woman from history. We will share what most excites us about her, what she's most known for, or why we think she is worth studying. Then we'll tell you about her life, her work, struggles, and achievements. And finally, each episode will end with a segment called the Caryatid. A caryatid is a stone carving of a woman used as a column or a pillar to support the structure of a Greek or Greek-style building. Each episode will choose a caryatid, a woman who's working today, doing her thing, holding up the profession through her work.
We've got a great list of amazing women we will be discussing. For example, Milka Bliznakov, who began the International Archive of Women Architects, or IAWA.
Norma Merrick Skalarik, the first African-American woman licensed in the state of New York and California.
And Julia Morgan, who was the first woman to get into and graduate from the École des Beaux-Arts and the first woman to be licensed in California,
to name a few. And we will also be talking about engineers, landscape architects, critics during our first season. Yet, if there's a particular lady you would like to hear more about, or if you would like to nominate a caryatid, you may email us at shebuiltpodcast@gmail.com, leave us a comment on our website, shebuiltpodcast.com, or follow us on Instagram at shebuiltpodcast and on Twitter at shebuiltpod.
We hope this is a fun listen for you all and that you find yourselves inspired to begin your own investigations and learn more about these amazing ladies. So stay tuned.
Are you NCARB certified yet? Join the network of over 45,000 architects who have the NCARB certificate to expand your professional reach.
By becoming NCARB certified, like I did, you are demonstrating that you've met the national standards for licensure, a qualification that can be an important factor for firms when hiring and promoting. Certificate holders have a streamlined path to apply for a reciprocal license in all 55 U.S. jurisdictions, as well as access to an extensive library of free continuing education courses.
Learn more at ncarb.org.